Jordan, you get excited about all the ingredients, and indeed it's a phenomenal formulation, but I get excited about the clinical validation you were talking about. It is awesome. It might surprise readers to learn that few, if any, multiple vitamin and mineral formulas have ever been clinically studied. Many epidemiological studies, which are always retrospective, have been conducted that show that these may work in general. So thus, the investigational studies that have been underway on Living Multi would seem to make it the most clinically studied multiple vitamin on the market today, surpassing even some of those from the major pharmaceutical companies. One study now underway, as you mentioned, is a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial taking place at Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in collaboration with the famous Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. And I quote, "From our research and what we've gathered, this will be the first multinutrient study on humans that looks at multinutrient formulas for what they're designed to do." This is from Lee B. Dexter, microbiologist, food technologist, research scientist, and president of Dexter & Associates, a technology and compliance consulting firm out of Austin, Texas. Lee continues, "If nearly 70% of our country takes a vitamin and mineral or a multinutrient of some kind, it is for two reasons, as Jordan has mentioned, to increase energy and performance and to prevent diseases that are created by our poor dietary habits, imbalanced lifestyle, and environmental stresses. What is really shocking to me when we first contemplated the Living Multi clinical studies is that when you look at peer-reviewed publications that are out there, there is a shocking paucity of studies that have examined whether multivitamins and mineral formulas do what they're supposed to do. And so, this is truly a premier study." Now Lee continues, "We wanted to study to look at the risk factors for coronary artery disease and for cancer, but we didn't want to take 20-year-olds because there wouldn't be much wrong with them in general. So instead we enrolled people between 45 and 65 years of age with a family history of cancer who have risk factors for heart disease measured by the FRAP program, which is the Framingham Risk Assessment Profile, but we're also bringing in a really exciting technology to qualify the subjects, and that is the technology of genomic markers. As we now know, there are known genomic markers for people with cardiovascular disease and cancer that signify people at a higher than normal risk. There are also genetic toxicity markers which are related to how well the body can clear toxins that lead to cancer. We have further qualified these subjects with these genomic markers, which will be, I believe, the very first time that they have been used in a nutritional study of any kind, let alone with a multiple vitamin and mineral formula." Lee Dexter continues, "And then we're providing the recommended dose of Living Multi to 20 test subjects and 20 control subjects who will take the formula for a 60-day period. We're measuring all lipid parameters, that's cholesterol and triglycerides, as well as homocysteine, fibrinogen, and lipoprotein A. Various inflammatory markers will be measured, such as C-reactive protein, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, and glucose tolerance. Additionally, we're looking at the subject's ability to physiologically cope with stress by evaluating the cortisol and DHEA levels. And then we go a step further, which is one of my real interests, the body's ability to detoxify. Jordan, it turns out that many of the polysaccharides and other nutrients contained in the Living Multi not only provide food for the probiotic organisms, which in themselves help the body to detoxify, but they actually can help reduce ammonia and other cancer-causing compounds in the colon. We use ammonia and fecal pH as markers for effective detoxification, and we also look at the ability of the liver to cope with toxins like caffeine and acetaminophen, two things we don't need at all in our bodies. We look at the body's ability to produce detoxification agents such as cysteine and plasma sulfate, and then we look at the oxidative status of the people themselves and their ability to produce glutathione peroxidase, lipid peroxidases, superoxide dismutase, and hydroxyl radical activity to see if we are able to improve the body's antioxidant capacity, which will be very exciting because that will apply to both coronary artery disease and cancer, the two leading causes of death in the United States today. But let's not stop there. Additionally, we've come up with a novel way of looking at the micronutrient and mineral profile both in the blood and the real test within the cells. We also use hair analysis for long-term mineral assimilation and toxin displacement, how it gets out of the body. And in addition, we're looking at urine analysis for minerals to see how many or how much minerals are being lost and thus how many are retained. And then, in order to really see what's going on, We're using an intracellular vitamin mineral scan, which will be done by collecting blood from the subject so that we can see what minerals are actually available for cellular metabolism. That's when the tire hits the road. That's going to be really exciting since both minerals and vitamin availability will be tested, and we think for the first time. Now, let's look at cancer risk. Obviously, you're going to look at various immune profiles and interleukins and so on, but one exciting assay that we're using is a whole blood assay. And essentially, what this assay will look at is various mutagens and stresses and see how well those specific cells, or the serum in general, can respond to that kind of stress. And that will be a marker of how well a person will be able to eliminate toxins that may be causing cancer, or how well the person may be able to react to abnormal cells. We are also testing the living multi against various cancer cell lines in vitro, so that's going to be exciting as well. And additionally, we have several quality of life questionnaires to record the subject's impressions of really how their general energy levels are, if they've had pain, how their pain level is, how their vitality is, and even social interactions. And in addition to that, examine their eyesight, susceptibility to food allergens, improvement of leaky gut syndrome or gut permeability factor, which is obviously important for reversing damage that might have been done by non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And certainly it'll take years for the data generated by this study to be interpreted, but the wide-ranging parameters of the study indicate clearly that living multi will affect everyone in a beneficial manner. For example, if somebody's ability to handle glucose alone improves, that's huge for that person. If someone's gut permeability improves, that's incredibly important. Or if their immune system function improves just by increasing levels of DHEA and lowering cortisol, that can improve so many things in that person's body. If C-reactive protein is lowered, that's important to cancer and heart disease risk. Everyone has been looking at bits and pieces. Garden of Life has tried to put together the whole picture. Some people think if insulin is controlled, if you just reduce cortisol, just reduce fecal pH and reduce ammonia, just enhance detoxification, or just detoxify heavy metals, just improve nutrient assimilation, just eliminate allergies, that you have the answer to all of a person's problem. Living Multi intends to do it all. What Living Multi is trying to do is restore the entire body to optimal health. So basically, the idea here was to create a single product that people could take on a daily basis that contains all the nutrients they're required to, and combined with a balanced diet, to really begin the regeneration process and to restore the whole organism. And as Lee Dexter quotes, "We believe that once these studies are published, we're going to see from these markers what we've begun to do, that really to reduce the risk of most dreaded diseases. If we can just reduce the risk of two diseases that are killing 75% of the people on this planet living in the industrialized nations, we believe we can help make that world a better place to live."